From sidelines to the locker room.
This is unlike anything else that's ever happened in franchise history. Now, I know what I'm saying when I say that.
And everything in between.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
No one covers the team like Jason Wilde.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, but I don't do enough politicking.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Yes, Wilde and Tausch, 9 a.m. to noon on ESPN Milwaukee. He is Jason Wilde. Hello, Jason.
Hello, friends. How we doing?
Everybody's really good. I wanted to ask you about the turf at the Meadowlands. Uncertain if Josh Jacobs will be a go on Sunday. He hurt his knee on that awful Meadowlands turf. As a matter of fact, LaFleur, you know, you were there. He talked about it. Why does the NFL continue to allow that crappy turf?
Yeah, great question. And I'm not even sure it's turf. I think it might just be green painted concrete. There's stories about the old school AstroTurf, right? Like really, like the kind of stuff that you might have had or your grandparents might have had on their patio once upon a time. And it's obviously a better quality of fake grass, but they've had a bunch of injuries on it. We know players don't like artificial turf, but it's something about the hardness of the under layer that really creates issues. So yeah, he suffered a bruised knee, but it was bad enough. You know, it was bad enough for him not to be able to finish the game. And so that's pretty significant because usually guys come back from those types of injuries a lot sooner. So there's hope for him this week, but you're right. It's ridiculous that the NFL doesn't have stronger policies for fields.
What did LaFleur have to say about the kickers?
He dropped a reference to Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, which
I know.
I have to keep reminding myself that I am not very young anymore. And so I did post on Twitter just for, you know, folks like Corey's age that might not be familiar with that cinematic classic, what the laces out reference means. But yeah, this has been, I don't want to call it mismanaged. I think that would be unfair, but it has certainly been a quagmire, right? It all starts with Brandon McManus injuring his quadriceps in practice on October 8th. And since then, you just never knew what you were going to get each week. You didn't know if you're going to get Haversick or McManus. Whoever kicked, you didn't know what the result was going to be. Haversick kicks two games, doesn't miss a single kick, goes out to the Meadowlands, misses two or three extra points. I mean, it's just, this is the kind of stuff that gets you beat. And the biggest thing is they have to get it figured out, or they have to get Brandon McManus healthy in time for the playoffs, because I still think they're very much a playoff team. So I don't know what the right answer is. I personally would think that you would just want to let the veteran who's kicked in a Super Bowl rest until the leg is 100% and figure the rest out. But I don't think that's what Matt LaFleur is thinking right now.
Come on. If we get to the playoffs, McManus should be in a Walgreens during that playoff game. I mean, that. Okay. Jason, sorry about that editorial opinion. Packers have lost two in a row at home. They host the Vikings this Sunday. Back another question about the coach, I guess. LaFleur urging Packer fans not to sell their tickets. Do you like it when the coach focuses on these type of things?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got the pulpit to do so, and I think I understand where he's coming from on it. Now, that said, I mean, look, I think it's tough to tell fans when your organization year after year after year raises the season ticket prices and then claims that, well, they're just doing it because the rest of the league expects them to. You know, I had that conversation with Ed Policy during the summer. The cost of living in those other places, in many of those big cities, is obviously much higher, and so are the wages. I know for a fact that there are fans that sell certain tickets to certain games so they can afford to pay for the rest of the tickets for the rest of the games. So I think it's easy. You know, I don't like it when LaFleur does that, not because it's a distraction or anything else, but because he makes, you know, $7 million a year or whatever it might be, and the fans that are footing the bill aren't making that kind of money.
There is a list of the most expensive tickets last season. The Bears was number one. So get ready for December. Well,
that's not much of a return on investment, huh? Although I guess this year I have to take that back. They're in first place for now.
And a lot of divisional games coming up, Jason. This is going to be a really interesting way to end the year, isn't it?
It is. It's wild. I mean, the fact that five of the final seven are in the division, obviously the other three teams, I think they only have three division games apiece in their final seven. So the Packers obviously beat the Lions in the opener and haven't played a team from their division since. You know, Matt LaFleur, of course, telling us you got to go 1-0 every week, which is one of my least favorite cliches. So we'll see if they can manage to do that after going 0-2 in their last two games at Lambeau Field.
How are you and LaFleur doing this year? You're on his radar. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. I think there's a couple of cool things that have developed. One, he knows my questions are long enough that it's the perfect time to take a sip of his water bottle. And then we've now got this thing where, come hell or high water, I'm going to ask a question after the PR director has said two more and two questions have been asked. So that's what I did again yesterday.
Nice.
So, look, I do want people to understand, like, he and I have a great relationship, but he also knows that if there's a difficult question that needs to be asked, it's my job. Just like there are aspects to his job that he might not always like. Like, I don't take any joy in getting after people. Someone else asked a couple weeks ago about whether he was coaching for his job. Like, I don't have a problem with asking those questions, but I think you have to be able to separate the person and the position. And sometimes it requires asking tough questions because I'm there for the fans, not for Matt LaFleur.
Hear, hear.
That's why he's a Wisconsin's Afternoon News First Ballot Hall of Famer. He is Jason Wilde. Wilde, thank you.
Can't wait to get my jacket. All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.